Welcome to the newest, the greatest, the most spectacular show in entertainment history.
I'm in favor of a big breakfast for my boys. And there's a very special welcome for the fellas and girls who are hearing this program for the first time today.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
Good morning.
I am shattered this morning. I'm waking up a little bit, but I was tired when I got up this morning.
I'm shattered this morning.
Very tired.
Don't like getting up early anymore.
It's rubbish. Everyone listening now, right, if you're just getting up, right, not for you people working nights, I mean, you've got a different kind of rubbish life. But for anyone kind of waking, it's not natural, is it? Well, when I worked in the afternoons, I used to casually wake up about midday.
Crack of noon, you got up.
That's the way forward. This is rubbish, getting up at this silly time.
Half 4, my alarm clock.
Thank you to Paul and Barry for the last couple of hours. They did a lovely job, didn't they?
They did, it was excellent.
Yep, and they've got their theme tune still playing in the other studio.
And sadly, that was the last in this series of Chuckle Vision, but the Chuckle Brothers will return.
Oh. Kind of hoping Wes might come back off his holiday.
They're back on tomorrow. And what? Sunday. And Sunday.
What?
Timing is everything.
What?
Oh, dear. Now, I think they're selling in nicely to Radio 1.
Good. Now he's gone, we'll get on with the job properly.
All right, Joel. Calm down, love. I'd like to hear JK without Joel for a little bit, I must admit.
Well, I knew it was a stupid idea.
Well, there you go, Joel.
See, I think that second one sounds more like Joel.
What, this one?
Well, I knew it was a stupid idea.
I think this sounds like Joel, though.
Good. Now he's gone, we'll get on with the job properly.
Mm. I think that sounds bang on, just like him. And then you've got the pair of them together, obviously.
Did he say what I thought he just said?
He said to put jelly around the bottom of the chimney.
That's what I thought he said. Never heard of that before.
Neither have I. Still, he seems to know what he's talking about. Come on.
There you go. And, of course, you've got to have the classic.
Yeah.
To you. What do you think you're doing?
There you go, that's Andy Parfit walking in. Anyway, they're not back until tomorrow. You can have a nice break. It's 6:57 on Radio 1.
I was so high, I did not recognize.
What?
Fire burning in her eyes. Chaos that controlled my mind.
What?
Whispered no.
How's the show going, boys?
To be perfectly honest with you,
yeah,
we'd get on much faster if you didn't keep interfering.
Sorry.
Too many times before.
What?
What?
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
There we go. It's Maroon 5 and This Love. I'm very excited today. We've got some new jingles on the show that highlight some of the best bits of our show.
You're going to showcase them now?
Which one do you want? The Stars one?
Yeah, Stars one, okay, yeah.
Brand new jingles for the show today. Here we go.
It's the radio show that all the stars listen to.
Hi, this is Javine.
Hi, this is Sean Williamson.
Hey, Moyle's the Big Nap. This is Shane Ritchie.
Hi, Chris. This is Paul McKenna.
This is Janet Jackson, and you're tuned into Scott Mills.
The Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1.
Obviously, that one's not edited properly. Work on it. But that's the idea.
It's all right, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think. And they're quite groovy.
Mm.
I'll play more later. Got loads for you.
Terrific.
Yeah. And to be honest...
To be perfectly honest with you...
Yeah, yeah.
We'd get on much faster if you didn't keep interfering.
Right, okay, fine. Coming up, we'll play Boogie Pimp, Somebody to Love in a Second, after we get some news from Dominic and sport from Juliet. In Athens, it's 7 o'clock.
Day one of the Olympics, and there's a drugs row.
But Owen's a real deal.
BBC.
And the weather, England and Wales will have a warm day with some scattered showers. Scotland will be mainly dry and cloudy.
What?
It's now 3 minutes past seven.
Good. Now he's gone, we'll get on with the job properly.
All right, little Joel there. Right, so, hello, Juliet.
Hello, Christopher.
It's, what, 4 minutes past nine in Athens?
That would be the right time.
How's the weather?
The weather's better than yesterday.
It's what?
Yes, it's true. Mm. Little less wind and plenty of sun.
Little.
Is there smog there, Jules?
No, there's no smog.
Is it muggy?
No, it's not muggy.
Is it close?
No, it's not close and sticky.
Right.
It's just beautiful.
Was it dank overnight?
It certainly wasn't dank overnight, Dom, no. You're obsessed.
Did you like our new jingles, by the way, at the start of the show, everyone?
I loved them.
Yeah, I thought they were brilliant. Mm.
We got one which highlights some of your skills, Dominic.
Great.
Yeah, new jingles for a new morning. Here we go.
and the weather.
It's the only radio show that gives you varied weather.
Sunshine, storms, tornadoes,
blizzards,
winds,
snow,
sleet,
rain,
in the north,
in the south,
in the east,
in the west.
And that's the Radio 1 weather.
The Chris Moyle Show with varied weather only on Radio 1.
Was it supposed to do that at the end?
No, the mini disc got stuck.
Sounded
in the machine.
Quite good, though,
yeah,
didn't it?
Well, with that we kept it. Yeah, it kind of works.
I like that a lot.
It's 7:05. Good morning.
What? 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 Good. Now he's gone, we'll get on with the job properly.
So here's one of the rules when you're a radio DJ on a station like this, right? The people upstairs love it when you sell the music, when you kind of rave about it, when you say you really like something, right? Because then the listeners who also like it can go, yeah, I agree, and it's all great. However, my theory is that it's a two-way street, that argument. And if you don't like something, you can say you don't like it, because the chances are there'll be people listening going, yeah, I agree, I think it's rubbish as well.
Baby cakes, you just don't know.
And that's rubbish. I know a lot of you out there like it and it's going to be a big hit, but I think it's rubbish. Baby cake. And I think it's because I hate the phrase baby cakes. If I was ever out with a mate and his missus called him baby cakes, I'd slap him in his face.
Is it just one of those stupid words for, like, you know, a pet name like Schnucky Lumps or something?
I've got to say, right, your wife, she loves those sickly little sweet pet names for each other, and I don't think she's ever called you Baby Cakes, has she?
No.
I've got a mate who calls me Baby Cakes for a joke, but you didn't... Baby Cakes? Mm. Shut up. What? I mean, what does it mean? Is it cake made out of babies? What is it? Baby Cakes? Were they mini cakes? What does that mean to mean? Oh, Baby Cakes. What, you're calling me, but you're saying that I remind you of small mini cakes? What does that mean?
In the shape of a baby.
It's just ridiculous. Oh, baby cakes. I just don't know. In that case, if you don't know, shut up.
That's what I say.
Do you know what date it is today?
Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Alan is back on the show today. Hooray!
Back in time for the weekend.
Yep. So what we've got is we've got some ladders in the studio, which Alan's going to walk under. And it's going to give him loads of things like that. What other things are meant to be unlucky?
Putting your shoes on the table.
I've never got that one.
New shoes on the table's even worse.
Now, see,
you know,
why?
When you come back from Dulce's...
What's the idea of that?
Stick them on there. That's bad news.
Yeah, why?
I don't know, but my mum said that. She's very superstitious.
We should send him down to to one of the theatres down and around the corner and just get him to shout good luck in the foyer and just see what happens.
Aren't magpies unlucky?
One magpie's unlucky.
Two's all right.
But you meant to salute it.
Oh, my God. I used to go out with a girl who did that.
Good morning, Mr. Magpie, or something like that.
Yeah, she's, how's Mrs. Magpie and all the baby magpies? She's just going, will you get a grip? Say you're a grown woman.
My wife does that.
I've got a friend who does
that. You're joking.
Sometimes you see them, you just see them all.
They salute.
No, she doesn't.
Good morning, Mr. Magpie. Shut up.
Run it
over.
But when you're driving in the car, you'll be there and, you know, you sort of drift off. And you'll just notice out the corner of your eye.
You just said when you're in the car, you drift off. Don't do that.
Well, I mean, you know, you sort of daydream and stuff.
Well, no, if you're in the passenger seat, that's fine.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Anyway, when you're driving along and concentrating, you see out the corner of your eye, I see her just saluting left hand and right hand as she's going past these, like, black and white birds.
I don't... But seriously, what's the story?
Oh, not penguins.
If you see a magpie and you don't salute, what, does a magpie come round your house?
It's bad news.
Well, it's meant to be bad luck.
I think I saw you today. You were driving down the road. I flapped at you, but I got nothing back in return. Oh, and by the way, you shouldn't put your shoes on the table.
What's that? Good morning, Mr. Magpie, Mrs. Magpie. Shut up! Sake. I'm not really into any of those supers. I love Friday the 13th. I love walking down the road and it's a guy washing the windows with a ladder.
Mm.
Oh, I'm straight under there.
Do you?
I
love watching people walking around it.
People
go out their way to walk around. Excuse me, what are you doing? It's Friday the 13th. What does that mean?
Well, you know, something might land on my head.
I wish it would.
I walk around ladders because just in case I get, you know, knocked on the head by a big pot of paint or something.
Okay, in all your years on God's earth, have you ever seen a pot of paint land on someone's head other than, like, Rent-A-Ghost or something?
No.
Well, there you go. Case closed. Friday the 13th, who cares?
I don't really like walking under scaffolding either.
That's more to fall though, isn't it?
You know, industrial accidents and everything.
Shut up, baby cakes. No. Morning, Mr. Magpie. So Rachel is now saluting with both hands. Like someone who's having a fit. Good morning, Mr. Magpie. See, now, if they spoke back, I'd give it to you.
I feel like people that talk to dogs and cats as well.
Good morning, you know. Mr. Magpie.
Good morning, Emma. Have a lovely journey to work. That I can buy into.
Hmm.
It's like people who do what?
People that talk to dogs and cats as well, because they can't talk back either. It's just pointless.
I like people who talk to dogs and cats with the same voice that they do to talk to young babies. Hello, how are you? Oh, look at your cute little nose. Oh, no.
What's wrong with that?
Because it's... Well, what are you doing? You're talking to a dog that can't understand what you're saying.
You're going
to
annoy a lot of people.
Who cares?
Do you know what? I don't care.
You know...
I'm in one of those moods today. I'm not...
We've done this.
As the old line says, I love animals as much as the next man. As next as the much man.
Nicely said. famous old expression. I love animals as much as the next man. Oh, I said it right then. I meant to say it wrong. Yeah, yeah.
Whoa! Well, it's good, right. But it's not right.
There you go. Thank you,
But
Roy.
The thing is, Rachel, everyone knows that me and him, we don't like dogs, right? And
I'm not an animal lover.
No bones about it. Meant to be a pun. But we don't like dogs. We're not dog people.
I'm not really a dog person either.
Right, we've had this conversation before, and it is true. And people who, if you own a dog, okay, you may deny this, but you're wrong, it's true.
Mm.
People who own dogs...
Smell.
Their house smells of dog.
They do.
And they smell of dog.
You said that.
And all their clothes smell of dog.
And they say that they don't, but they all smell of dog. Yeah. And they have random hairs on their trousers from where their dog's been mulched.
Oh, I hate that. And if they've got, like, in the back of their car, they have a blanket with dog hairs on it.
And now we will get a deluge of text messages saying, I have a dog and I don't smell. I have a dog and
but
I don't
smell.
But
they do.
But you're wrong.
They do.
You do smell.
Smell of dog.
I have a dog and I don't smell.
You smell of dog.
I don't smell of dog.
That's because your dog's in Wales.
And you bought the world's smallest dog and the dog doesn't live with you.
It doesn't molt either.
Seriously.
Not all dogs molt.
You're the only person I know who bought a dog, had it for 2 weeks and then went, right, give that to my mum and dad to look after. While I live my life here in London.
I see you once a month, it's fine, it's a good arrangement.
I can't wait till you become a parent. Oh, lovely little baby boy on board now. Mum, Dad, would you look after him for about 16 years, would you please?
Now don't you believe me?
It's starting to smell of dog.
Oh, can't you see I'm full of...
Oh, I'm in a great mood this morning.
Or something...
Let's go!
Or someone's pure... City to build my friend.
Love the song from the Thrills. You don't like it, do you, Alan?
No, I do.
That's why you just said off the air you don't like it.
I was joking.
Yeah, right. Text messages coming in. Chris, I'd rather smell of dogs than stale fags. Okay.
Surprisingly, though, there's actually not as much abuse towards us about the whole dog issue as I thought. A lot of people saying, I have a dog and I do smell. I'm minging.
Someone said, Chris, don't pick on dogs. They're man's best friend. And I've never got that either. Man's best friend isn't a dog. That's ridiculous. Man's best friend is kind of like a 21-year-old dippy blonde girl, as far as I'm concerned. Best friend. I've never seen a dog do the garden while you're watching the footy. You know what I mean?
We can discuss cats in the next half hour.
They're better than cats, aren't they?
Don't like them either.
Cats. That's like cats are like dogs with attitude.
Yeah.
Like snobby dogs. Tell you, I think Korea's got the right idea. Anyway, so this
I don't eat cats.
This stage of the World Cup is what I meant. They eat dogs, though, don't they?
Yeah, sort of a delicacy.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Do you know what I mean? It's fine. Anyway.
I'll get on vegetarian something, but that will.
Vegetarian dog lovers. Whoa, they're fuming now this morning.
81199.
Hey, they'll be in a bad mood on the way to the charity shop where they work. I'm telling you that.
eating lentil biscuits.
Oh, let's see if we can pee everybody off before 8 o'clock this morning. How about those French, eh? Well, don't get me started.
French, vegetarians.
Dog lovers.
We salute you.
JK and Joel, everyone. Everyone's up for ridicule today. Fat people, thin people, tall people, small people, I don't care. Right, 81199 is our text number if you want to play Buzz Off. If you like the song I'm going to play, text Buzz On. If you don't like it, text Buzz Off. The number's the same, 81199. Right?
Right.
You ready, Alex?
I'm ready.
Yeah, I've done this for a few days.
Who's been doing it?
Dominic.
Rubbish.
Yeah. He's got a better taste than you.
He hasn't.
Right, 81199 is the text number. Are you ready for this morning's CD that I brought in from home in our feature called Buzz Off?
Let's go, Daddy-O.
Get in. Yes. It's another 80s classic on Buzz Off. Vocal. Do you know what this is, Alan?
No.
Right. Don't tell him. Let's see if anything works for him. Have you heard this before, Alan?
I think I have.
Right.
Don't know who it is, though.
Right.
Stevie Winwood or something?
You could be right, actually. It is.
Is it?
Yeah. You feel like you're in Ibiza?
No.
Right, okay.
Here comes a vocal.
Look, that's already started.
Going to chorus. You know what I mean, chorus, not first.
Are you ready, Alan?
Yeah. Okay, I get it now.
See?
New version's so much better.
No, it's not.
This would be good in Mambo, I think.
It's 50-50 on the text, by the way. What?
I don't know, I just think it's bizarre.
Pipe down.
No.
A double 199, text in. Go. I'm surprised at you, Alan, for this.
I like it.
Well, good.
Although they've picked the best bit out of the song.
Right. Shh. Not this bit.
The solo, Alan. Go.
It's the old xylophone, yeah. Get out of here. You've heard the original, Alan.
Yeah.
So when everyone's raving about that song, a Call on Me song, you know.
Steve Winwood, Valerie, that.
I enjoyed that.
1987, yeah.
87?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm the same boy.
Alan Buzz.
No, Dave Buzz.
There you go.
It's lost.
So 58% of the listeners liking a bit of Steve Winwood and Valerie. And because it's that Ibiza, you know what I'm talking about.
The Olympic and BBC Radio 5 Live.
It's also the start of the Premiership this weekend. And we're going to give away tickets every Friday. So today, Norwich, Crystal Palace fans, big game, Carrow Road, Norwich City. Tickets that are for the Norwich end. If you're a Norwich fan and you want to go, get on the phone now. Right?
08700 100 100.
That number again?
08700 100 100.
If you're a Norwich fan and you want a pair of tickets to go to the game this weekend, give us a ring and you will play our penalty shootout in the next half hour.
We go where we like, we got overtime, we get paid.
Right, feel good time from Pink. Joe Budden coming up in a second. And Franz Ferdinand, let's get some news from Dominic. It's 7:31.
And the main story this morning is a drugs row on the opening day.
On Radio 1.
It's now 7:35.
3.5 hours of the opening ceremony of the Olympics on BBC One tonight. How boring. How dull.
I think it starts around about 6:30 and just finishes before 10.
I can't wait until they bring on all the people with the flags and the kids dressed in the same outfits.
It's very authentic, we're told, but we don't exactly know what's happening. Some of the guys have been to the rehearsals, and it's a big secret who the star performer is. And if I tell you, I'll lose my job, so I'm not going to. But
Do you know who it is?
Yes, I do.
Can we play Guess Who, Jules?
No, I'm not playing this.
You're not allowed to say?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Is it Christian Leon too?
It's not Nana Mouskouri, that's for sure.
That would have been good.
Is it Peter Andre?
No, I don't... Is he still going?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, no, it's not him.
Demetrius Roussos?
No. You'll never get it. You'll have
they,
to watch
are they
find
Greek?
Out. No.
Right, Britney Spears?
No.
Janet Jackson?
No.
Stevie Winwood?
Stevie
Valerie.
Wonder.
What a great track that was.
Stevie Gerrard.
No, he's playing for Liverpool.
Okay. Burt Reynolds.
No. This person isn't Greek.
Ted Rogers.
No, there's Burt Reynolds.
I know, I'm just trying
Ted,
to give
Ted,
you a
Ted Rogers,
Ted Rogers by the way,
away.
Is dead.
I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you, but this person hasn't been around for a long time.
Bonnie Langford.
Yeah, she'll be doing a tap.
Bonnie back. Tyler.
Bonnie Day. That's French for good idea.
You're just going to have to watch 3.5 hours of it.
Oh, that's rubbish, Jules. Just tell us.
No, I can't.
Rubbish, who cares?
Is it a singer?
Dom, I'm not playing this game, I told you.
Well, can you tell us off the air?
I could text Dom later.
No, if I fade you down now and then you tell me.
No, I'm not, because I don't trust you.
Well, if you're going to get into trouble, I'm not going to let you say it on the air, am I? Mm.
Yes, you're
I'm
do
not.
That to the police.
Okay.
So will.
Right, you're off the air. Who's it? No, you're not really. No, you are now. Who's it? No, you're not.
I'm not playing.
There you are now. There you are. No, you're not.
Nope.
Okay. Tell us who it is.
No.
Is it a singer?
Yes.
Is it Madonna?
She was rumoured.
Ah.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Female.
Okay, that's a girl.
I think I know who it is.
Tina Arena.
Brilliant.
Bingo, Dave. Got it in one there, mate. Do you think you know who it is?
I think I might do, but
who?
I'll check with you.
No, say who.
I think it's Christina Aguilera.
Oh, please.
What's that mean?
It means no.
It's the radio show with the best catchphrases.
Let's get fit and get dancing.
You won't be disappointed. Wakey, wakey.
Bella's Rotters. The Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1.
7:38.
Just this. Pump it up.
And I haven't seen them do that live yet, but I reckon that's going to be a live favourite when they go out.
Do you think?
Right on the air. Because it really kicks in. It's a jump up and down and act like an idiot and gets covered full of beer from the bloke next to you type of song.
It's a foot stomper.
Huh?
It's a foot stomper.
Whatever you want. It's Franz Ferdinand. It's 7:45. All right, so it's time for our Chris Moyle's penalty shootout. Giving away tickets for Norwich and Palace at Carrow Road at the weekend. Norwich and Palace. Leeds play Wolves in the Championship. Norwich play Crystal Palace in the Premiership. What's going on? Still, what can you do? Right, so two callers on the line. Let's meet number one, who's Nathan. Hello, Nathan.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
I'm looking forward to the weekend, actually.
Yeah, so am I, definitely.
Yeah, go to
Norwich.
Yeah, I bet you are, mate. I bet you can't wait for the game.
Absolutely.
Good old Norwich. Apparently Norwich have, I don't know how true this is, but we were told Norwich have planned on coming bottom.
They have, financially.
As far as financially goes. However, do you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, finished kind of fairly decently.
I think they've been very sensible financially to plan on that, and therefore they can't lose.
I hope you stay up. That's what I say.
So do I.
There you go.
I hope you go down.
But to be honest, I'm not really interested in the Premiership anymore. That's so last season, the Premiership. The Championship is where it's at now.
Right, okay.
You talk to any of my friends from Derby or, you know, Gillingham, Reading. They'll all agree with me. So what do you do, Nathan?
I'm an account manager for BT.
Well, you know, you won't believe how many people go back to BT.
I know. They're coming back in their droves. What is a drove?
I don't know. It's a load of bees, isn't it? So who's your favourite player, Nathan?
Darren Huckabee.
Oh, God love him.
Good player. Old, he's played for
you. Very good
player. Old Hookers. Hookie. That's what we call him. Right, so you'd like to go to the game at the weekend, then?
Definitely, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
All right. You're playing against Carl. Morning, Carl.
Morning, Wolsey.
You all right?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
So, you're a Norwich fan?
Yes.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Favourite player?
Again, Mr. Huckabee. Yeah,
old hookies, you know.
Yeah, crowded.
You've got to love the old Dazza, as we call him.
Just won't head of the ball in case he mugs his hair up.
What do you do?
I am a mortgage advisor.
Oh, wow. I tell you, it's the morning of exciting jobs.
Isn't it just?
An account manager and a mortgage advisor. Oh, where are the strippers? Right, so here's what we're going to do then, all right, for the pair of you. You have a pair of tickets for the game, up for grabs. But what we're going to do, I'm going to play each of you the run-up to three penalties. Now, all you got to do is guess whether the goal went in or was saved. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Person with the most correct answers gets the tickets. It's that simple. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so we will go with Nathan first. Nathan, okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Here's your penalty setup.
It is a penalty. Manchester City have had three players booked. Leicester have had a player booked. And it's Paul Dickov, a huge chance of beating Manchester City and a chance of surviving in the Premiership.
Okay. So, does he score or does he miss?
He misses.
He misses?
Yeah.
You know that for a fact or are you just guessing?
I'm guessing.
Okay, here we go then.
And a chance of surviving in the Premiership. Up he comes. It's saved by David James. And it's cleared away.
Oh, well in, son. Get in, boy. Well done. All right, Carl, yours. Are you ready?
Yeah, ready.
Here we go, pal. Good luck.
Yes, the protest is still going on. It's a penalty to Newcastle. 2 minutes into the second half. And Alan Shearer is just waiting to place the ball down on the spot. Hands on hips. Referee blows his whistle. Shearer runs up now. Right footed.
Alan Shearer, hands on hips.
Miss.
What?
Miss, I reckon.
You say miss? Alan Shearer?
Yeah, miss.
Blimey.
Referee blows his whistle. Shearer runs up now. Right footed and blazes it over the bar. Would you believe it? Well, he had a penalty saved by Van der Sar.
Yeah, yeah, blah, blah, blah. All right, so to point each. Nathan.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Van Nistelrooy with a penalty to win the game in the third minute of stoppage time here at Old Trafford. Here comes Van Nistelrooy. Lehman advances.
All right, Van Nistelrooy, penalty. What happens?
He missed that one.
He misses it?
Here comes Van Nistelrooy. Lehman advances. Van Nistelrooy's hit the crossbar.
Yeah.
He's missed it. My goodness. What a...
This is going well, this, isn't it? Yeah. We could get to our tiebreaker.
Which we have prepared, don't worry.
Yeah, all right. Okay, Carl, you ready?
Yeah, ready.
This is yours, pal.
Okay.
All right.
They've just been pulled back to 2-2 and it is going to be Darren Huckabee at the Tivoli end. If you know Mill Moore, the referee, making sure everybody's outside of the box, and Darren Huckabee, this to put Norwich back in front by 3-2. He runs up, he strikes it.
Goal.
He runs up, he strikes it, right footed, sends the goalkeeper the wrong way, and the Norwich fans behind the goal away to my right celebrate.
Lovely, 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 lovely. All right, so it's getting closer then. Nathan, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, got to get this for the right mate to stay in with a chance of winning.
It's going to be Thierry Henry against a man who denied him early on in this game, Mark Schwarzer, and Andy Durso blows his whistle and Henry trots into the penalty area.
Oh, I think he scores this one.
You think he scores?
Yep.
And Henry trots into the penalty area and sends the ball into the bottom corner. Schwarzer.
Get in. All right, so here's how it works then. Carl, you need to get this one right. Okay. Otherwise, Nathan is going to the game with your tickets.
Lovely.
All right?
Okay.
Here's your penalty.
Well, it will be Robbie Keane himself who will take it on the line. And here is Keane. Nil-nil at the moment. Up he steps.
Goal.
You say goal?
I'm hoping.
And here is Keane. Nil-nil at the moment. Up he steps. Yes, into the corner of the net it goes. And Tottenham have the lead.
All right, so well done, the pair of you. It's kind of screwed up our game a bit as far as tension goes. Mm. But still,
equal Stevens.
Congratulations, your knowledge of penalty taking is unbelievable. Right, so we did ask the pair of you before you went on the air. We asked you our tiebreaker question, so both of you don't know each other's answers. And we asked you. On Sunday, the 4th of May, 2003, Norwich City played Preston North End, beating them 2-0 in the Nationwide League Division 1. Can't remember those days, Dave. The Nationwide was so long ago. And the question we asked the preview is, what was the attendance at that match? Right?
Right.
Okay. Yep. Nathan, you said 26,000.
Yes.
Carl, you said 21,522.
I did indeed.
Which I thought was a bit precise.
Well, there you go.
21,522 against 26,000.
We can't even hold 26,000.
But you can hold 20,232. Carl, you're going. Get in, boy. Sorry, Nathan, sorry about that.
All right, no worries, mate. Right.
Enjoy anyway. Good luck.
Cheers, bye.
Bye, mate. Carl, well done. You are going to the game.
Thank you, Will.
You'll see your beloved Norwich in the Premiership this weekend.
Against the mighty Crystal Palace.
I'm telling you. Hey, you don't need your Chelseas and your Man U's and your mighty Evertons.
No, not when we got Palace. 3 points at home.
I'm telling you, it's the game of the decade. But they're all talking about it.
I know.
All right, mate. Have a good one. Well done.
Cheers.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
There you go. How's that work?
I thought it worked okay. Actually, we've done significantly worse features.
We've done majorly worse features. I thought it was okay. I think we could do with finding people who don't know as much about penalties.
Yes, we didn't expect them to get 3 out of 3 each.
How the hell did they get that?
Don't know.
Van Nistelrooy, yes, he'll miss. Thierry Henry, yes, he'll miss. Really?
Yep. But it's nice to use the tiebreaker,
yes, he'll score that. Yes, he'll score that. That's fine. Yeah, it was all right in the end, I suppose. Anyway, so there you go. Well done, and enjoy the game. 7:53, Gary Lineker's coming in a bit. I think he's here already. Bless him. So we'll talk to him after 8 o'clock this morning. Meanwhile, for all the ladies in the house, guess what? It's the new single from Dido.
2 weeks away feels like the whole world should have changed, but I'm home now.
Well done to Carl. It's off to see the mighty Norwich then this weekend in the Premiership. We got Wolves.
Yeah. Score prediction?
No.
No, not playing?
Not doing one.
Right.
Nothing, mate, who knows?
2 weeks away.
That's Dido for Ladies Everywhere, and that's Sand in My Shoes. What a great record that is. It's 4 minutes to 8.
We love weekends. No one really can.
Bring the strings out.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
I like at the end with the strings, like that. Moose Tea, Is It Cause I'm Cool? Gary Lineker's in the building. Bless him.
We should talk to him soon.
Apparently, the word from the team is tired. How's Gary?
Tired.
How's Gary?
Tired, yeah. Looks tired.
So that's nice. He'll be delighted with that. What do you mean, look tired? I've been up since 5. Look at me. And for a run, had a shower and a swim. Not in that order, that'd be silly. You'd have his
shower at the end, wouldn't you? You know, otherwise all the chlorine would make it.
You could have a run, a shower, a swim, then another shower.
You could, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Some people shower before they go in the pool.
I'll shut up now, shall I? Anyway, Gary's here. Going to talk about Match of the Day and lots of other stuff when he comes in a couple of records time, which will be Lost Prophets, Last Train Home and the brilliant Twister record, Sunshine. First of all, let's get some news from Dominic in London, some sport from Juliet in Athens. It's 8 o'clock.
There's a drugs row on day one of the Olympics.
But Owen's a real deal.
BBC Radio 1
Newsbeat. Two Greek sprinters. Radio 1 Newsbeat, 4 minutes past eight now.
So, Juliet.
So, Chris.
Which I love the name Juliet. That was the love interest in Dog Tanyan and the Musket Hounds, done, by the way. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Juliet! Needs to do that. Anyway, so the big opening ceremony is tonight.
Yep, three and a half hours
on BBC One.
You're welcome to.
I'd rather watch Ground Force, to be quite honest with you. But I'm sure it'll be great, and it's a coup for the Beeb. And you said, you were talking earlier about you're going to tell us who the special guest is who's singing or something, or doing something.
No, I wasn't going to tell you. You were trying to get it out of me.
Right. Well,
hello.
Morning. So you said it's a female and they're not Greek.
Yeah.
Right.
Alison Moyet.
No, hang on. I just got to switch my phone off.
She's so unprofessional.
There you go.
You are so unprofessional. Anyway, so Juliet just told us before the sport, it's Bjork who's going to be doing it.
Yeah. I so did not tell
you
that.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? Well, you get into trouble now for telling us that, Jules.
Well, no, because I didn't tell you it. Bjork. You obviously found out in your research.
Bjork, is that right? Bjork! But it's a big secret, though, isn't it? Bjork! Is that right?
Well, apparently it's not.
And Juliet told us! Juliet told us! She's not meant to, but she did. She's a naughty girl.
Oh, I don't care.
See, that can't be right, though, is it? She's crap.
That'd be a strange one,
wouldn't
it?
No, she's not. I take that back, but that'd be a strange call for the Olympics. Mm.
All I can say, it's a foreign entertainer.
Do you know who I think they should have had?
Who?
Hoddle and Waddle. I think that a bit Diamond Lights remix, bit of drum and bass styley, I think would have been brilliant.
I could just see that in the podium.
I think that would have been great.
Very authentic.
Hoddle and Waddle. Welcome to the Olympics, everybody. Chris Waddle here.
I'm very big in England.
Bish, bash, bosh.
Yeah, and they run on with lighters. I like that. Or one with a packet of Swan Vesta. Well, something like that.
But that would be good with the Olympic theme, wouldn't it?
That,
you know?
That's kind of where I was going with it. Yeah.
They could light the Olympic flame.
Huddle and Waddle. It's well, see, the Olympics on Fontana. Huddle and Waddle would be brilliant.
But you'll be watching it.
What?
Will you be watching it?
Not a chance I'll be in the bar, love. Not watching that rubbish at all.
Your morning's just got better. The savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people cause he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan but he's got his own hair.
Gary Lineker in two records time.
Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Bill Withers, take it, Bill.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
Wasn't it Vinnie Jones? When Vinnie Jones went to LA, didn't he get Bill Withers' house, or was that someone else?
Don't know.
There's someone like that.
Somebody we spoke to.
Yeah.
Either got it or was living next to it, weren't they?
Anyway.
Might have been him.
Twister and Anthony Hamilton, the fellow with the dark tan, and Sunshine. It's 14 minutes past eight. It's time to bring in Gary Lineker! Hey, look!
Hey.
Wake him up.
good morning.
Morning. Seriously, I'll tell you what, the first things first, I'm working for the BBC, doing football and flying all over the world does wonders for your tan. What colour are you?
I've just got back from my holiday. I'm about to start work, you know.
Tell you what, the scariest thing is when we're out in when we're out there for the football in Portugal, we saw a loro came out. Loro's like rubber.
He wears a lot of rubber.
Well, let's not go into that, but...
He looked like David Dickinson, didn't he, when he came up to see us?
I just come back from Spain. It's a hard life for these people.
Well, it's footballer's life, you see.
I'm telling you. You know what I mean? How are you?
I'm very well.
Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Oh, it's Gary Lineker.
I know. Off of the telly.
Yeah. Last time he was just off of the pillow because he was on the phone.
Yeah, I remember during Euros... Badgering me at ridiculous hours of the morning.
Day, you were lucky.
I was working nights then.
We were going to the games as well. We were burning the candle at both ends.
Were you?
Yeah. Well, you know what that's like. Being Loro. Hey.
Rubber suit.
That's yeah. That. So, Portugal then, I thought that was great. I like that. I think it should be in Portugal all the time.
Every 4 years.
Every four years.
That's not a bad shout.
Well, you know, because it's not too far. You know, the weather's great.
We had a nice pool and everything. It was spot on.
There's Switzerland next time. Austria.
It's not cold, isn't it? It's not the same.
It's not the same at all. But they know, and then there's... Well, where's it? Is it South Africa? Are they doing in a few weeks' time for the
nice.
Tournaments?
Well, World Cup's Germany. Mm-hmm. Then yeah, South Africa.
Germany, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Struggle to get the tan there.
Well, exactly. we're struggling to get the sunbeds there, but let's not go down that. Xenophobia cruise.
Borderline xenophobia.
Put a towels out now.
Yeah.
How long were you in there with hands off it? How long were you in Portugal for?
About a month.
Wow. What a lie.
We were gutted when they got knocked out, because we had to come home early. So yeah, you got to save for the whole thing, but we had to come home.
You're jinxed. Mm. Blame you.
I know. Sadly, I blame Beckham.
The players had to come home early as well, though.
Exactly. I know. I don't know who I blame for that. I don't think Beckham had a particularly good tournament, but I don't particularly blame any one player, I don't think, from that.
Nah, they're all... I mean, form's fickle. I mean... Beckham had been out of form for a while and he didn't look physically fit really, and I think he's subsequently admitted that himself. Gerrard didn't have his best tournament. We're just a bit deep, I felt. We were just didn't quite get out enough, and England are better when we're playing full on and pressing all over the pitch and closing people down. And
would you say in theory that this is one of the best England lineups that we've had for a long time?
I think we're getting there. I think it's in midfield we're really strong. And Rooney was a huge blow when he got injured, because he's bridged that gap between the midfield and Owen up front, which was, as we saw once Rooney went off, was just too great. And defensively, we were just a bit deep. But I think individually, if you look at it across the spectrum, I think we've got a lot of talent at the moment.
Yeah. As a, you know, let's...
Much better off winning in Germany than you are in Portugal, though,
aren't
you? Much
satisfying. Rub the noses in it.
Yeah.
Now, as a man who knows the game well, sitting next to Dave, who's an Evertonian, where do you think Rooney's going to end up then?
Well, there are not that many places that he can go. I mean, nowadays, not too many clubs that can spend fortunes. So
three, basically, isn't it?
Well, there's a couple in England and there's a couple abroad. I'd feel he'd probably end up at United, I would have thought.
There you
Unfortunately
go.
For Everton.
Yeah, no, I think he will. I think he will. I mean, as a player, it's probably the best place for him, to be honest with you. Financially, I'd rather he went to Chelsea. He would get more money off him.
Yeah, I think... But for someone like... at his age, I think someone like Ferguson looking after him might, in the long term, probably be better for him. If he can't stay at Everton, of course. Which would be, in an ideal world, it'd be nice
the ideal scenario, but we'll wait and see.
See, I've got in the other end. I've got... As a Leeds fan, I'm seeing Alan Smith wowing the Man U fans in a red shirt.
Which is painful to watch.
It must be painful.
Yeah, right.
That's how it is.
It's that...
But you've got lots of great new signings at Leeds.
Paul Butler.
Hey, we've got Michael Ricketts, Brian Dean. Telling you, we are going to be a force to be reckoned
Brian
with.
Brian Dean is the future.
Brian Dean, goal machine.
Add that to Michael 50 Pence said Dubry, and we are, seriously, you just don't know where that ball's going to go.
You're right up there with Leicester.
Oh, mate. No, so this is it then for us as a Leeds fan. The Premiership, I think, so last season, the Championship is a way forward, Gary. Would you agree?
Well, the nice thing about being in the Championship, at least you've got a chance of winning a few matches.
Well, you know, I like that. Well, you know, talking about...
You never know. Wolves away is a tough one tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, hey, Gillingham away was a tough one in the league.
You would have seen that coming.
So match of the day then is back. Now, what's the deal with how it all works? Because I don't understand the bizarre rules in this country about showing football. Just absolutely blow me away. If I'm in London, on Manchester or Newcastle, or, you know, Glasgow, wherever, it doesn't matter. I can't watch a game on a Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Yeah, if I go to Spain, Portugal, Italy, Barbados, New York, I can watch as many games as I want.
That's absolutely right.
Which is bizarre. So we have this thing...
Well, that's because basically I think it discouraged people actually going to the matches if they're a big live game at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. So I think they've kept that sacrosanct, which I think is probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's enough live football, isn't there?
Well, and yeah, and actually there's a few pubs near us that always show it on the hooky.
Yeah,
I
get it from Norway, apparently.
To be honest, you know,
I've seen those pubs.
The old Canal Plus.
In the back room.
Yeah, well, you know, let's not give too much away, but you know what I mean? Mm. So, Match of the Day's back. So, it went to ITV for a while.
Yeah.
On that show, which never really worked out for them. You know, God bless Des and all that. So he's dying to get it back. He wants your job. Seriously, man. Watch your back.
Have you heard that?
Yeah, well, he's dying to get it back, isn't he? He's trying, he's doing his radio show now, old Des. You've got to love him. You've got to respect him. But, you know, it's your gig now, Gary.
Well, I hope so.
Hey, square up to him.
I don't want to lose it now. He's got it back.
I think you've got it now.
Yeah, I hope so.
But it won't hurt to get some dirt on Des just in case.
Nah, Des top man.
I'll get some photos. Don't worry. Your job's safe.
So, I've only got all Des's photos. Pinned up. The Tash.
Well, you know, I love it. It's in my Tash gallery. It's him, Magnum PI, all pitched to Loro. It's brilliant. Chuckle Brothers. So Match of the Day comes back then, and we've got the games, the Premiership and all that, so it's over exciting. And there's Match of the Day 2.
There is. There's a Sunday night show as well. Yeah.
That's for Sunday games, I'd imagine.
That would be for the matches on the Sunday, I'm sure.
Is it going to be a repeat? Because the one thing that I did like about the Premiership, there wasn't much I liked about it, but the one thing I did like was that they repeated it in the morning, which was, I think, a relationship saver in many ways. Because, I mean, you can go on a Saturday night and not have a big Barney with the missus about having to come back and watch the games.
Well, that was something we started on the BBC before we lost the rights, and it did prove very popular.
Will you do it on
I think,
Sunday
especially with Dad sort of waking...
Yeah.
I'll do the kids this morning, don't worry, I'll they all sit on the 8 o'clock and sit there with the kids either side of them, and that's what I used to do anyway.
I'd set my alarm for 9:15, which is just enough time to put my contact lenses in, and then 9:25.
We are doing
that.
Oh yeah, we're doing that. We're carrying that on.
Good news.
Says it repeated on Sunday mornings for younger viewers with a special children's feature, so you're well catered for, Dave.
It's good for me though as well. It's a lot less grief for me.
I used to watch it with my kids, having done it the Saturday night.
You're so vain.
And then but kids soon get rid of that, because we used to sit there watching it, and we watched the highlights of the matches with them, and then our analysis bit had come up, and I'd go, hang on a minute, and they go, when's the football coming back? Oh, God, I hate this bit.
It's boring.
All right, then.
I just paid for your new bike.
So then they jump all over me until the football came back on. So, anyway.
Well, anyway, listen, mate, thanks for coming in. We're going to play another record and then hang around. Can we get you anything, a drink? Do you want anything?
All right, I've already had a coffee in there, woken me up.
Yeah?
Good.
Your bacon sandwich or anything like that?
No, I'm fine.
No? Would you like some Greek breakfast, which we have?
Some olives over there, if you want.
Got any crisps?
We've got Golden Wonder.
Incredible.
Skips.
Tato crisps, the Irish ones, they're nice.
Yeah, what else we got?
What else have we got?
Pringles.
Yeah, they're nice. Any of those take your fancy?
Nah, not my thing.
No.
Okay.
I'm not one to plug them.
No?
I know, I don't like doing
it. Walkers! There you go, that's another 12-month deal. I want a cameo in one of those ads. That'd do me. Get my place in Portugal. Mm. I'll be happy with that. That'd be brilliant, me and him in an advert.
You could do an advert where you keep trying to kill him, you know, dropping safes on him and stuff like that.
I know,
need a big safe.
Yeah, all right.
Photocopier or something.
Thanks very much. Let's not do that all morning. Bitter blue. It's 8:23, more from Gary in a second on Radio 1. The Avalanches and Since I Left You. 26, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gary Lineker is with us this morning.
Hey, Gary Lineker.
What's your favourite Walker's crisp advert?
The one with Gazza.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the Willy Thorne one myself. I do.
The Willy Thorne one.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah.
How many have you done now?
About 50.
Yeah?
50?
Mm. We haven't. I've.
9 years you've been doing, haven't you?
Since I came back from Japan.
How much money have you earned from those? Did they pay you or do you just get free crisps?
Just get free crisps.
Right, what a day.
I had a delivery the other day, actually.
Yeah. Big Arctic backing up.
Kids were straight in. All over them.
Oh, wow. Obviously, you can't say too much, but you must be sick of them.
No. How could you be? They've brought out the new posh ones now as well, haven't they? Yeah.
I'm not into that.
You're not?
Yeah, I mean, you're good old fashioned.
Can we leave the crisps talk? Because I don't like to plug them too much.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your agent will be delighted, that's another 12 months deal there.
They get a bit blasé if I mention them all the time. They
really?
Sort of expect it, you know.
Those Golden Wonders, though, are not bad, are they?
Never heard of them.
Okay. Well, you see, I'm trying to help you out. What do you want to do? You know, scare them a little bit.
Nah.
No?
Okay, fair enough.
I mentioned Lurpak, the proud sponsors of one of our stands at Elland Road. Tell you, how rock and roll is that? And the Lurpak stand.
You got the Lurpak stand?
Yeah. We've not seen that.
The big... It's a big cantilever stand, isn't it?
It's a family stand.
I thought they just spelt something wrong.
No. I don't know what you mean. Yeah, that's great, Dave. That's exactly the noise that the fella makes with the trumpet.
What's his name? He's not a trumpet, it's a trombone.
Not trombone, whatever. So do you... obviously, Match of the Day is live.
Yes.
So, do you go to games on a Saturday? Will you go or not? Or will it depend?
No, it's difficult really because the games are going on all day, so you sort of need to sit there really and see what's going on and get perhaps one or two ideas for the script and then sit down and write it and do it live 10:30. I mean, we could probably record it, but you imagine if some manager got the sack or something on Saturday night and it was on the news and we didn't have it, we'd look stupid. So it's a long day, but it's actually the best bit is just sitting there at 3 o'clock and we've got sort of a bank of screens and watching about 8-9 matches, whatever's going on, and you can with a bit of chocolate and
couple of tinnies.
Well, 4 or 5.
Yeah. So here I am talking about you can't see a Saturday. You can't see a game on the telly Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. You see 8 now every week.
See loads. It's great. I missed that. Well, the last few years.
I tell you what. That's where I'm going to be then. You know, Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Gary, we could just come in and watch. Can we watch Monitor 14, please, for 90 minutes?
Because the one place that we did know that,
unfortunately, Leeds and Leicester don't feature on monitors this season.
That is true. Yeah.
We'll come around and watch it with you because the pub with the Hooky Sky is closed down. Actually,
has it?
Got busted.
There must be another one somewhere.
No, it's back on.
Find.
It's back on.
Now. Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's back on. I don't want to go into too much detail.
Keep it quiet.
It's all fine. Well, listen, we're going to have to cut it short. You've got to go. But thank you for coming in.
It's been a pleasure.
We enjoyed this. Look, I could talk to you for an hour.
Felt like an hour.
So, is Hanson back on the show with you tomorrow night?
Yes, Hanson's there. He's
never mind.
Obviously, he'll be full of enthusiasm and smiles.
His happy face as you walk in. Does he bring the nibbles around on a Saturday afternoon? Is he there with all the crisps?
No, that's Lawrence who brings the nibbles.
Well, listen, good luck with it this weekend. It'll be great. And it's good to see the BBC back with proper football.
Absolutely.
And taking over from ITV, who are rubbish at sport and nowhere near the mighty BBC. I'd love it to meet you, and good to see you. Nice tan.
Thanks. It'll fade.
And we'll see you at the same time next week, because Gary's going to come in every Friday and talk to us about football.
Be our football pundit.
Yeah. A really nice
one. Would if you're on earlier.
Really?
Oh, if you'd have been a really early.
We'll get you in at 7 if you want.
No, I need about 6.
6? Not a problem.
Too early for
you. Nice to do a nice pre-record. Yeah, <6 o'clock. laughs> Gary Lineker, ladies and gentlemen. This. On Radio 1. Douglas, by the way, is the Lurpak man whose name we always forget.
Yep.
There you go. BBC Radio 1. Newsbeat. That's true. It sounds like you're just cold, though, rather than playing the trombone.
I'm cold, actually.
Are you?
Yeah.
There we go. Gotta get a hug from Gary before he goes. I like it. He's a nice guy, isn't he?
He's a nice man.
A lovely tan. Isn't he?
Mm.
A lovely tan. Anyway, moving on. Right, so coming up then, what should we play? We'll play the 411 and we'll play Jakarta. Let's get some news from Dominic now. A little bit late. It's 8:32.
And the main story this morning is a drugs row on the opening day of the Olympics in...
Now, my mate Big Ben Ainslie starts his campaign for a second successive Olympic gold sailing medal tomorrow. Just looking out to the marina there on the left in beautiful, glorious sunshine from my balcony. He's only 27. This is his third Olympics. He's built like a rugby player, put on 4 stone in pure muscle since Sydney. But what we really want to know is, on the Chris Moyle Show, we have this, like, infatuation with cheese. Do you like cheese?
I'm not a big cheese fan, actually. Well, I don't mind the feta cheese I have here on the Greek salad. That's quite nice. But, no, it certainly hasn't been all cheese that's put the weight on for me, thankfully.
He won't be at the opening ceremony tomorrow night, though, because he's racing. That ceremony is tonight. There have been rehearsals all week. Very authentic, very Greek. Watch it all on BBC One.
And the weather.
Who is he?
Ben Ainslie.
Who is he?
Ben Ainslie.
I asked him what his favourite cheese is. Who cares? Ben Ainslie, having a laugh.
He's an Olympic gold medalist.
He's a sailor.
I'm trying to bring it to your attention.
Is he? Mm. Oh, because I thought George was flirting with him. What's the weather like, Dom?
Scotland's going to be mainly dry. England and Wales will be warm with sunny spells and scattered showers.
One Road Travel.
And One Road Travel heads to the A19 at Newcastle-upon-Tyne. Flooding's causing problems both ways between the A1058 Coast Road Junction and the Tyne Tunnel.
One Road Travel. On Radio 1.
And it's now 8:36.
What do you think of Gary? Old Gazza?
Yeah, he's a nice lad.
He was all right. He was good, wasn't he?
He wasn't being pushed on the crisps, was he?
No, well, you know, I'd imagine he gets a bit bored talking about the crisps.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
Man, they'll pay him a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, 9 years he's been doing those campaigns.
That's the sort of advertising gig we want.
That is a hell of a lot of smoky bacon, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Do you think his house is called Salt and Lineker?
No.
Or like Bacon House.
Ready Bungalow. Mm. I don't know.
Cheese and Chive Cottage.
They did Salt and Lineker, though, didn't they?
Yeah. They also did Cheese and Owen, didn't they?
Just didn't really
work. No, that wasn't as good, was it? Rubbish.
You know what I mean? Barbecue Rooney. I don't know. Mm. Anyway, Jules, the weather nice out there?
Yeah, it's getting hotter and hotter as the hours go by.
Brilliant.
Around 36, we think, today.
Really? I'd say you're pushing 40 myself.
The football season's back again. Crystal loves Leeds United. Got Michael Ricketts, Brian Dean, and boy is he excited. If they keep selling players, maybe Chris will have his day. He'll bring his boots to every game and may just get to play. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Jakarta, an American dream. Sorry, I got a bit confused there because it's all computerized now and it said 3 seconds left, 2, 1, 0, and we're still playing. And I'm there going, I don't get it. Anyway, means nothing to you, so I'll just move on then, shall I?
Mm.
All right, that's all right. Oh, I think we're in the Daily Sport again.
I just saw that.
Yeah.
They've done an apology.
I don't know.
Nothing to apologise for, though.
Just only so you start talking about it.
We're not going to fall into that trap.
Isn't it your dream, Dave? Ready? Pay attention, Daily Sport people. Isn't it your dream, Dave, to be surrounded by a load of top-heavy Daily Sport lovelies when you leave the building?
Don't try and make
and
up.
To be driven home in a limousine, hanging out the roof like Richard Gere in Pretty Woman.
Try and make up fictitious stories about me. Because the story about you is true.
Not entirely true.
Well, more or less true. True enough to print.
But do you were proved wrong yesterday.
Why?
Well, the people who did texting in saying that they also trim.
I still stand my ground on that. I still think that men that shave, no, I mean, not their face, I mean, that's fine, but men that groom their body hair and stuff, especially down there, I think it's wrong and effeminate.
Well, you know, you and your hairy Marys can have your view, but as far as the rest of us are concerned, you know...
They're not supposed to groom themselves and wax their legs and shave their chest. Listen, and trim their winky.
The cavemen used to do it, and it's not trimming your winky, Dave. I told you, you got to be very careful there. You've got to lift them like you can nick.
What?
It doesn't matter. I told you I was four, I caught myself. Oh, man. Oh, I tell you, seriously. Women moan about giving birth. You try catching yourself with the clippers. Woo!
Not even in the same league, Rachel.
Seriously, don't even start that one.
Women don't realise how easy they've got it.
Mm.
You know, a bit of childbirth, no problem, right?
You try
catching yourself in your fly. Mm. Oh,
then
man,
you know what pain
that's
is.
That's paid, my love. I'm telling you.
I bet you it's nothing to compare.
Once a month you might get a bit of tummy ache or something, but seriously. Oof.
I'm not even going to rise to that one.
Oh, what an unfortunate use of phrase there. So we've got a guest. When's this guest I'm going to talk about coming in?
Tuesday.
Tuesday next week.
All right.
It's very exciting. Tuesday next week. On the show, live in the studio, no Dominic interview, we get to interview some Hollywood star now. Ben Stiller's going to be in. Promoting his new movie, something or other. And his wife, Christine Taylor. The pair of them are coming in together, that's the deal.
It's contractual obligation.
They wouldn't have done it otherwise. Mm. But She's cute. She was in The Wedding Singer, and she was at... Did you see the Brady Bunch movie?
No.
All right, okay. Well, forget that. Have you seen The Wedding Singer?
Yes.
Right, she's in that.
Is she?
Yes, right. And she's also in a film with Ben Stiller, which isn't out yet, which is the follow-up to Meet the Parents, but I don't really want to say what the title is.
I was going to say, I was wondering how you're going to meander towards the title there, and...
Well, it's his surname in Meet the Parents.
Yes.
It begins with an F and rhymes with...
Lockers.
There you go.
Or knockers.
Yeah, all right. And so,
it's also a type of German aircraft.
Yes, we can be, yeah, all right. But, you know, I wouldn't recommend that. Stan Boardman wasn't pleased with it.
No.
So, Ben Stiller and Christine Taylor are on the show Tuesday. So, it should be good, but I need some advice from Dominic, because Dominic's interviewed him before.
Has he? Well, yeah. On this show?
Yeah, on this show, yeah. Him and Jennifer Aniston. Do you not remember?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, thanks. Just ignore those big Hollywood star interviews.
Hi, Dominic.
Dominic does.
Hello, Dave. Thanks for that.
Seem to have forgotten about the Ben Stiller interview.
Yeah, him and Jen.
Ben and Jen.
Yeah, so it was Ben and Jen.
Ben Stiller and Christine Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about Christine Taylor. You know about all these stars.
Yes, well, they had a baby together in 2002, of course.
Is
back
that
in
right?
April, yeah, which I just found out on the internet. she was in The Wedding Singer.
I just said that.
Oh, who did she play in The Wedding Singer?
She played a character from the film, which is a very good film, starring Ben Stiller. No, it wasn't Ben Stiller in that, was it? It was his wife, who was in The Wedding Singer.
What?
I don't know who she played
Adam
in The
Sandler
Wedding
Singer. Adam Sandler was in The Wedding
Singer. Yeah, dark haired.
And Adam Sandler fancies Drew Barrymore.
That's right.
And Adam Sandler's mate gets off with...
Ah, that's
the girl who's Ben Stiller's wife.
Oh, okay, that's... Oh, right.
It's easy.
Yeah.
Do you not know that?
Have you
seen the Brady Bunch movie?
No, I've seen The Wedding Singer.
Right, okay, she's in that as well.
Billy Idol's in The Wedding Singer as well, strangely.
He's not on the show, though, or indeed married to Ben Stiller.
Okay.
I seem to remember finding The Wedding Singer quite disappointing.
We're kind of going round in circles and off the subject that Ben Stiller's coming on.
Right, Tuesday.
Right.
She was Marsha in The Brady Bunch.
There you go, see?
I've not seen The Brady Bunch, it means nothing
nor have
to
I.
me.
Just leave it, will you, for God's sake?
Miley.
Anyway, he's on the show.
I think what we'll do probably is, when Ben comes in, if I have a chat with him first, because, you know, I've kind of interviewed him before.
He won't remember you, though, will he?
Well, he will.
No, he won't.
He will.
He won't.
Did he lend you money?
I asked him for an autograph for me and lots of friends.
Did
you? I had to be led away by security. He'll remember me.
Excellent,
don't worry.
Great.
He'll be fine.
I love you, Ben! Was that your parting
shot? It kind of was that, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, bundled away by a big man.
Not the first time.
Mm. No, he's very good and very, very funny, and I'm sure he'll be a very good guest, along with his lovely wife, who was in The Wedding Singer.
And what's her name?
Marsha.
No, that's okay. What's her name?
Catherine Dunst.
Catherine Dunst, yep. It's Christine Taylor.
Christine Taylor.
Yeah, not Catherine.
No.
Write it down if you have to.
Okay.
Ben, nice to meet you and your wife.
Catherine.
Kirsten Dunst Taylor.
Next Tuesday, Ben Stiller and his wife on the show. Top of the Pops. Rachel and I are just having a discussion about Ben Stiller movies. Rachel, what's the follow-up to Meet the Parents?
I said I need to go and do my research first.
No, well, it's written down here. I have it written down.
Here's a title.
I'm not sure that's the movie they're coming in for.
Because he's not coming in for Dodgeball or whatever it is. But
Dave, don't encourage him.
But in Meet the Parents, right, because Ben Stiller plays, as it turns out, the character's name is Gaylord. Fokker, right? That's the name. And then the follow-up to Meet the Parents, because he meets his girlfriend's parents, the other side of that, you meet his family. So you will indeed meet the daddy and the mother of the family.
Mm. You'll meet Gaylord's mum and dad.
That's right, you'll meet daddy and mother of Gaylord.
Stop being childish.
Not being childish.
It's your heart.
I'm not, that's how you pronounce his name, that's the name of the movie. Mm. I've not said anything naughty, so there.
Just like Meet the Family or something.
That's right, but it's meet the surname of Gaylord, the character.
Mm-hmm. What about if we said it slowly?
No.
Okay.
So tell me about Christine Taylor then, Rachel. You've done lots of research. Is she in the
born in 1971.
Effing film, right?
I know.
Rach, is she the one who's in Friends?
Yes, she was Bonnie.
Ah.
Yeah, I know, she's really cute.
Friends.
I don't remember which one that was. Did she shave her head?
Yes.
If you just switched on, by the way, Ben Stiller and his wife, who's an actress, will be on the show on Tuesday. Thank you. And Ben Stiller, by the way, he will star in a new movie, which we'll talk about when it comes out. It's 5 to 9. Man, it's the time I ran with you. Yeah, and Barbara Streisand plays the mother of the family. It's Bedshaped from Keen at Radio 1. It's time for Dave's 2D Slink. Are you ready, Dave?
Yes,
I am.
Are
you comfortable doing the link sitting next to Dominic? Because Dominic's not normally sitting here.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I can go away if you want,
but
Dave.
Today he's shying away from work. So.
Stay there. Yeah.
Stay where you are, Dom.
Okay.
And watch and learn. How do you get to today's 2D Slink from yesterday morning's 2D Slink? Oasis and the Brilliant, Some Might Say.
Some Might Say was Oasis's first ever number one single in 1995. 1995 was the year that Everton won the FA Cup. The FA Cup final is currently held in Cardiff. Cardiff is the capital of Wales. Wales with an H have blowholes in their head to enable them to breathe. Breathe was a hit for the Prodigy. The Prodigy's Liam Howlett is married to Natalie Appleton. If you remove the last three letters of Appleton, you get Apple, which is the name of Chris and Gwyneth's newborn baby. Baby Baby was a hit for Amy Grant. Amy Grant shares the same surname as Russell Grant, who in turn shares one name in common with Grant Bovey, the husband of Anthea Turner. Anthea Turner likes chocolate. Chocolate was a recent hit for Snow Patrol. A Snow Patrol, or more precisely a snow inspection, is something that would probably be carried out during the Winter Olympics. The Winter Olympics are always held in cold countries, such as Canada, who hosted the Games in 1988. And 1988 was the year that S-Express topped the charts with the theme from S-Express.
Right.
Which links us to this morning's TD Sync track. It is S-Express and the theme from S-Express.
Right, it really is that simple. Mm. How does it start, Dom? How does it go? Absolutely spot on there. Well done. There you go, brilliant. Seamless?
Yes.
S-Express and the theme from S-Express. Oh, somebody texted and said, why are you playing Essex Breast? It's not Essex Breast. It's S-Express.
Express. Moron.
Right?
Good. Right.
Hello, my darling, Alan.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well.
I haven't got time for you now. I've got to move on with the show. Are you joking? He's been away for a few days. How are you feeling now? Better?
Good.
I haven't got time. It's half time on the show. It's 4 minutes past nine. It's the bit where Dave will say,
let's get rubbish.
I thought I'd done it right.
It's Friday 13th.
Oh, yeah, that'll be it, yeah. That's nothing it. To do with me pressing the wrong button. No. It's because it's Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Don't say hello to some magpies, you pillock. Right, Dave.
Just technical incompetent.
It's ready, go!
Let's get ready to ramble!
Which one do you want?
Do you know, I think that Senior Coconut has made this spot his own.
Really?
And I think it just is very fitting to have Beat It here in a coconut style.
So what do you want to hear?
Well, Senior Coconut.
Must remind myself to put that in the machine. I forget every morning. Now. Sing along, everybody.
They told him, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face, you better disappear. The fire's in the eyes and the words are really clear. So beat it, just beat it. You better run, you better do what you can. Don't want to see no blood, don't be a macho man.
Sing it, Alex.
You want to beat tough, better do what you can. So beat it.
Do you know what? Do you know the words, do you?
Know all of them.
Okay, let's try it.
But you want to be bad.
Just beat it. Beat it. No one wants to be defeated. Wants to be defeated.
Nobody
wants to be defeated.
Just beat it. Just beat it.
That'll do.
No one wants to be defeated.
I said be defeated.
Bees take honey, they live in
hives. Alright, breast man.
Go on.
Hey. It doesn't
hate
matter.
Spirit levels, but love chives, like the fella from Vic and Bob.
There you go.
Les. Anyway. So what was wrong with you then?
Bad cold.
Yeah.
Light flu, depending on who I'm
lightweight. You went to the doctor. You're allergic to work. It's your problem.
You do look much better.
I feel brilliant today. Do you know what? It's amazing what sleep does for you. It really works.
It's almost as if it just recharges the body.
I know.
You come out with a tan.
I haven't.
You have.
I have. Healthy skin then, because I haven't left my bed for 2 days.
Alan, do you trim?
Which bit?
Any bits. Hair-wise, we're talking, obviously.
Rachel was pulling faces at me. That's why I'm laughing.
This is going to help your argument.
It's not for that. I'm just curious. I'm sorry. I'm talking at the same time you were. Easy, Lorraine. Do you do it under your arms?
Yeah.
Do you trim them?
Yeah.
Do you wax any part of your body?
No.
Not at all?
No.
You've never waxed your body?
No, I have. Right. I have done, right. But I don't do.
Right.
Because it doesn't work, because you get ingrowing and that's not good.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that. So what do you do with your chest hairs?
Just leave them.
Sometimes you shave them then?
Yeah, sometimes you can shave, sometimes you can clip.
Right.
Just whatever, really.
Because in Portugal you were shaving the chest hairs, weren't you?
I did twice.
Right.
I really want this spotlight on me right now.
Was that before you went to the beach?
Yes.
He shaved his chest hair so it looks hunky for other women.
You actually have better definition if you don't have hair. Hair makes you look, you know, more blubber.
Yeah. See, that's why I look overweight.
If you shave...
Because I've got hair.
It would be ripped. It really would.
I beg your pardon?
You'd be ripped.
Tell you what, it bloody wouldn't be ripped. Enough or nothing.
You shaved it off. You look like a plucked chicken.
Kind of like Dumbo. No, I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Do you wax your legs?
No.
Okay, you need to do that.
God, no. There you go. You see, I feel so daft now.
Do you know what I'm thinking about doing? In all seriousness, I'm thinking about getting rid of my chest hair.
Clip it. Don't shave it.
In all seriousness now, I'm thinking about getting rid of it.
Why?
Just because I just want to get rid of it.
Yours is a bit odd, actually, because it sort of has a parting in it.
I'll do it for you.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Eager. I'd rather you make me a cup of tea.
I could do that too.
Right?
But you'll look good.
And wash your hands first.
Because if you do it wrong, you can look stupid. And Sophie will just laugh at you.
Well, you know, it's not only for me, it's not for anyone else. I mean, I don't come into work with my shirt off. I'm not Jason from Big Brother. But I've just been thinking recently about, I don't know how I'd do it. Or if indeed men do it, but I just fancied it.
It looked good.
And also, as well, hair. I've got hair on my hands now, and I don't like it.
See, that would be more of a wax.
More or less than that.
Seriously.
Dave, seriously, don't you start about your hair.
It's starting to go, but I've never noticed it before, and I don't know if I'm getting old, but look, seriously, see there?
Mm.
I've got hair now on, like, I'd say, a quarter of my hand. Now, is that odd? Have I just not noticed it, Rachel, or does it look odd?
It's normal.
Do my hands look hairy to you,
yes,
Rachel?
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
Will's got hairy hands.
That's because he plucks it
all. I don't pluck my hands.
I think you should leave your hands.
Really?
Mm. I just think it's an obsession. I mean, you are what you are. You're not supposed to...
Yeah, but hang on. Have you never thought about getting your back shaved?
I haven't got hairy back.
No, you have. Have you not looked?
Call it.
Oh, you have. Have you not looked?
Oh, your legs.
Hey.
What about your legs? You look like you've got two cousinettes coming out of your shorts.
Men are supposed to have hairy legs.
You almost drowned. They were dragging you down in the pool for
me. Men are supposed to have hairy legs.
Yeah, but you can plait yours.
The thing is also that, you know, if you do start waxing them or shaving them, then you've got to do it for the rest of your life, because it actually promotes hair growth.
It's not true.
It is.
It's not true.
It is.
You just cut off the finer ends of the hair, so they grow back slightly
thicker. I can't believe
we're
having a Nancy conversation about...
It's not a Nancy conversation. You're daft homophobic.
You seem very knowledgeable about it.
Dave, it's taking pride in your appearance, and I know that's something you've never, you know, you don't understand that phrase, but, you know, some people like to kind of, you know, groom themselves so they look all right. I'm not talking about Jason from Big Brother, but I'm talking about, you know, just looking after yourself. And there's nothing wrong with a bit of trimming.
Yeah, but
nothing wrong, seriously, spending 10 minutes in the bathroom with the door locked, you know, cooking the books, or whatever you want to call it.
Underarm hair, especially.
Yeah, to doing a bit of maintenance work on the old, you know, downstairs, your hairy areas.
I find it odd.
I think we should shave your legs.
Not shave me legs.
I think we should, seriously, it's, you know, a bit of sun coming out, I think we should shave your legs on the air Monday morning live.
I like my legs.
Are you up for that, Rachel? We can sort that out, can't we?
We should wax them.
Yeah, wax your legs Monday on the air.
Audio kind of benefit.
Seriously, Emma would love it.
She wouldn't.
She would, yeah, she would. So that's what we're going to do Monday morning, wax your legs. Brilliant.
Waxing anything of mine.
Yeah, telling you. Just the way forward.
Very nice.
Yeah, we'll wax your face in a minute. Wax his tongue. That was smart. Rachel.
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase.
0800 100 100 100, Jeffrey.
You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park.
Year. Now your flavours is nearly flap your wings. Where are you going, Dave?
Just going to turn my headphones up.
Oh, that's great. I just wait until you sit down, then I'll play the trail. There's a record out this week, and it's probably one of the best records out this week. I'll play it for you in 20 seconds.
It's the radio show that all the stars listen to.
Hi, this is Shaveen.
Hi, this is Sean Williamson.
Hey, Moyosy Big Nut. This is Shane Ritchie.
Hi, Chris. This is Paul McKenna.
This is Jenna Jackson, and you're tuned into Scott Mills.
The Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. Brilliant record. Sent and Up and Down, it comes out this week in the shop. So, Nemoni's on at 10 o'clock. Staff Wars coming up. And then Colin and Edith at 1. Delia Smith and Paul Gascoigne are in the studio.
Live?
Apparently so, I don't know. That's what it says here.
Very good.
Scott Mills is on at 4 o'clock. Will Dave be crowned the winner? He plays my jingles, and I play his jingles. We share. Lot cheaper. So England, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales have showcased all their camp men talents. But who will be crowned camp man? I think a last second contender could be Comedy Dave, our very own.
I don't really understand this, because as the last conversation proved, it's you and Alan who are the ones that are far more camp than I.
Yeah, but I just like the fact that you should be in the running. Because people would vote for you. Because I think they secretly know that you are, Dave, one and only.
I just think it's a wasted vote, really. You can if you want.
I need to speak to Scott to kind of just, you know, maybe just put you on the list. Comedy Dave could be crowned. Camp Dave.
I don't think I am camp, though, really.
I love the fact that...
Don't really think I'm camp. Football. Ugh, I love birds. Ugh.
But you can still be a... I'm really enjoying playing this. We're in time with the beat, have you noticed? Anyway. Scott Mills, today, from 4 o'clock. Do you know, we should try and call him before the end of the show and just see if he put Dave in.
The competition.
Well, that's what I meant, obviously, yeah. Dave may be crowned. With Scott from 4 o'clock today. One more?
I think you've done it now, haven't you?
Just one more.
All right.
Campman! Doesn't work over this, granted, but still. And it's Friday, so Tonya's live from Mambo tonight at 6 o'clock, and then a big, massive weekend coming up.
One single moment, your whole life can turn round. I stand there for a minute, staring straight. Found it hard to say.
Campman!
Telling you things, but not telling straight. But the more I pull on your hand and say, the more you pull away. Dry your eyes, mate.
There you go.
He's gonna hate us even more than he does already.
I can care less.
Morty Skinner, if you're listening.
Morty Skinner. That sounded threatening.
Sorry.
I'm sure he's a lovely bloke.
Dry your eyes, mate.
Dry your eyes, mate.
I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts.
But you got to get singing lessons for your mate. Hey, Skinner.
Come
on. Yeah, let's have it. Fake Burberry caps at the ready. What's up, Rachel? Are you surprised because I played the new single at bang on 9:30?
Yes.
My times are always perfect. I'm going to talk now for 2 minutes, so the news is late. Right, Cowboy Catchphrase coming up. Travis, great record from a few years ago. Natasha Bedingfield's new singing on the way. Let's get some news from Dominic in London, some sport from Juliet in Athens. It's 9.30.
Olympic athletes miss a drugs test.
And Owen's a done deal, but problems for Vieira. BBC
Radio 1. Newsbeat. 9.33 now.
Oh, you're such a professional newsreader, Dominic.
Thank you very much.
Lovely Juliet, thank you for doing our sport again from sunny Athens.
Yay, Cal. I've actually got it. Can we play Guess Who? Haven't got any time. I've got a really good one.
Is it going to be some Olympic person that none of us have ever heard of, bar you?
No, and Dominic can't play.
Okay.
Is it Ben Ainslie?
Who?
No.
Ben Ainslie.
I see him every day, Dave.
Yeah? Is he your special friend?
They're right next door to us.
What, really?
Yeah.
I can't remember you telling me, Jules.
You can play again then, can't you? That's the whole beauty of a short-term memory loss.
Come on, then. All right, is this person male?
Yes.
Is he a sports person?
No.
Okay.
Is he an actor?
No.
I don't know.
Is he a singer?
No.
Is he a television presenter?
No.
There's nothing left, is there?
A politician.
Is he a politician?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, all right, yeah. Over to Dave.
Is it John Prescott?
No.
Is it a British politician?
Yes.
Is it Robin Cook?
No.
Is he Labour?
Yes.
Is it Tony Blair?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Do you know, I was going to say Tony Blair, and I thought...
Yeah, but you didn't, did you? I did. I won. Chris wins.
He's just got out of his car at the marina.
Does he see him now?
I've just seen him get out of his car while I was reading the bulletin, yes.
Wow, that's fascinating.
He's come down to meet all the sailors.
Okay, anyway, that's your OBE gone, love.
What, like ours is still in the bag?
What is it that you're, you're out for the Holy Olympics?
Yeah.
And what events are you looking after?
I'm looking after the sailing as my... Very cheesy.
You're looking after the... ailing, that's, you know.
True.
We'll work on that.
What have you got for the fencing, then?
Nothing.
We are fencing. Fencing. We are fencing.
There you go, lovely.
We were harmonising there.
It was good, that. What other sports are you doing, Juliet?
There you go, lovely. Right, so
it's
anyway.
Taekwondo.
Oh, no way. There is no, I know someone who is doing that. Thank goodness, and it's not me.
Brilliant. As fascinating as this chat is, I'm going to have to move on.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got an important job to do.
Exactly, bye. Right, so it's 9.36. You know the band Scooter?
Mm.
Do you remember them? Well, the band Moped are the Scooter tribute band.
DJ Element or B.
That's right, and they've done us a brand new track. Yes. And we have yet another Radio 1 exclusive.
Exclusive.
Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
It's the final countdown.
Turn it up loud, everybody!
This one's busting out for all my homies in the UK. And Chris and Dave. Get your pens and paper out to write a 9-letter word about this. 4 letters will do. I love you forever. You've been helping me spell. I want you on my TV, and Richard Wadley as well. I think you are super at math, oh Vorderman. I hope that there will never be.
It's the final countdown.
Don't be shy. Pens and paper at the ready. Sexy lady, countdown conundrum, everybody loves a man making up words in half a minute. If I was on the show, I'd definitely win it. Better get yourself ready for the deep tan teaser. John Bradley is a real nice geezer. Girl with your deduction, let's be forgotten. Land two from the top and one from the bottom.
Vorderman.
Consonant. Consonant, please, Carol. Wow, please, Carol. Consonant, please, Carol. Wow, please, Carol. Another wow, please, Carol. A consonant. And the final wow, please, Carol.
Another piece of class.
Thank you.
words are miss you sing. Sing, sing, sing.
Travis. So we haven't got to, if you've never seen Travis live, go and see him. They are great. As Tony the Frosty's Tiger would say,
they're great.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, car park fans.
Hey, someone texted in earlier, say there was a T-shirt in a shop which said good morning, car park fans.
Really?
Yeah. I think you'll find it's copyright.
Mm.
You need to speak to BBC Worldwide if you want to start making T-shirts with that slogan on. And I'll have a cut as well, thanks very much. Anyway, morning to the legendary Roy Walker. Oh, hang on, that's not Roy Walker, is it? Roy, where are you, Roy? Morning, Roy Walker.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
Well, it was going all right, to be quite honest. How's it with you?
It's Friday, so life is good.
Life is good. I don't know if you have any plans for today, but I'm thinking about going up to Alton Towers with some friends. You know, where wonders never cease. Is it still where wonders never cease?
No. Don't know.
And I'm thinking about going up to Alton Towers tonight and then do some rides tomorrow, if you fancy that. Roy?
I like the sound of that.
Good.
He's shy today, isn't he?
He is, yeah, yeah. Ask him if he likes Alton Towers, Tom.
Do you like Alton Towers, Roy?
I've never been there before.
Okay.
That sounded like some kind of innuendo. Yeah. Fancy going down Staffordshire way?
I've never been there before.
Right, okay, fine. Let's move on then, shall we?
I've never been here.
All right, just tell us who the contestants are.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Morning, Chris, it's Donna and I'm from Portsmouth.
Hey! I've never been here before.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, all right. You seem to have a load of whiny dogs with you.
Yeah, it's other girls. Donna Henry, hen do. I've been going to Owen Towers for the day.
Oh, Jesus, you know, are you?
Sorry?
Okay, no, that's great. I just said I'm going to Lightwater Valley myself.
Where wonders never cease.
No, it's... I don't know what Lightwater Valley's thing is.
I don't know.
So are you going up just for the day and then coming back down today?
No, we're going up to Alton Towers for the day and then we're staying tonight in Derby.
Right, okay, fine. I'm going to Alton Towers today. Okay, maybe I won't, actually. Maybe Chessington World of Adventure sounds great. So how old are you, Donna?
I'm
23.
23? Yeah.
It says 26 here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You lying about your age?
No.
What do you do, Donna?
I work for a marketing department at the University of Portsmouth.
Ooh, how lovely. Ooh, very nice. And why are you going up to Alton Towers?
It's Eddie's
Hen Do. Eddie's
Hen Do? Yeah.
Woo! I like the sound of that.
Yes, I thought you might do right. When's Eddie getting married?
At the end of the month.
All right, okay. Do you approve?
Sorry?
Do you approve of her choice?
Approve? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You don't all secretly hate him, but you haven't got the balls to tell her?
No.
Okay, all right. Are there any girls there that he's tried to cop off with behind Eddie's back?
All of us.
Yeah, that's my kind of man. He's obviously from Leeds. And are you attached, Donna? Are you married?
No.
No.
No. Oh, no.
You got a boyfriend?
No.
No. Right. Your dog?
Yeah.
Hey. So that coming, didn't you? Yeah. Anyway. So what are you driving?
We're driving a Southern Self Drive white minibus.
Ooh, nice wheels.
That's it. Yeah. Donna, do me a favour.
Yeah?
The person who keeps going, woo, woo, can you push them out the back doors for me?
Right, no problem.
Let's hear your horn, Donna.
Hear the horn.
Okay, that's like two horns in one there. I don't know how that works, but anyway, thank you, stay there.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Yeah, maybe I'll go to somewhere else, Thorpe Park or somewhere like that, do you know what I mean?
Pleasurewood Hills.
Yeah, exactly. Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Chris, I'm Alex and I'm from Bournemouth, mate.
Bournemouth, mate! Hey! Bournemouth! Is that where we went on your stag do, Dan?
It was indeed where we went on the stag do.
Yeah.
I didn't see you.
No.
We're incognito.
Oh, I thought it was the so-and-so B&B. What do you do, Alex?
I'm a painter and decorator.
Oh, very nice.
Well, not really.
No? Do you not like that?
it's boring.
It's boring?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You should have studied harder at school then, shouldn't you? You could have been a rocket scientist or something like that. Some kind of interior designer or great novelist.
Yeah, should have done.
Because you can study to be a novelist, obviously. Yeah, obviously. Hello. What are you driving, Alex?
Transport van.
Nice wheels.
Better,
no, we don't do that anymore. It's gone now. It's dead. You got to leave these things in the past to move on to the future.
Sorry, dear.
Sorry, dear?
Yeah.
Tra-la-la-la.
Tra-la-la-la.
Tra-la-la-la. Camp man. Who are you with then, Alex?
I'm with my younger brother. He's sat next to me.
No, oh, nice. What's his name?
Aiden.
Aiden?
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah, he spelled Nadia backwards, actually.
That's amazing.
Hey, speaking of which, by the way, I've just been sent some NADs.
Have you?
Yeah. Do you remember in Portugal, we're watching the telly, and they're advertising NADs?
Oh, yeah.
It's hair removal.
You've got some.
Stuff.
You've
got a box of NADs. Alan just ran through to me all excited going, you've got a box of NADs! I'm like, well, it's very nice of you to say so, but I've got to go back and do car park catchphrase. Anyway, Alex, let's see your horn. Beautiful. Donna, let's see yours again. Okay, that'll be fine. Right, are you ready, Donna?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Alex?
Oh, yeah.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Right, so here we go then. Donna's in Portsmouth.
I've never been there before.
Right, that's fine. Portsmouth or Donna?
I like the sound of that.
Right, okay. Here we go then. Mr. Fish's son Michael is visiting his speech therapist for a bit of private tuition. She's helping Michael with some of the words that he finds most difficult. He's making tremendous progress, but there's still one word he finds really hard, and that word is sorry. And out of all the words, that does... Where was that?
Wait, Alex.
Alex?
Sorry seems to be the hardest word.
Correct, Aiden.
You're right!
Hey, I tell you what, if it wasn't for Nadia backwards helping you out, you'd have been screwed on that.
Yeah, I would have done.
All right, so it's a point to you, Donna and the girls. You've got to get this one right to stay in the game.
Okay.
All right. You looking forward to the rides?
Yeah.
No, I was talking to Eddie. Okay.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is concerned about home security after a spate of burglaries in the area. He likes to keep cash in the house, but doesn't know where the safest place is to keep it. Mr. Fish has,
cash in the attic.
What, Donna?
Cash in the attic.
Cat in the attic.
Cash in the attic.
Cash. Cash in the attic.
It's good, but it's not right.
It's not right, I'm afraid. Apparently, the crime prevention officer has advised Mr. Fish to keep the cash in his mouth. He said the safest thing to do is to put all his money in his mouth. Yes, Donna?
What? Put your money where your mouth is?
Yes, your friends are right. Okay, so it's neck and neck. It's one more final catchphrase. It's between Donna and the Giggly Girls, who I'll be meeting up with later.
Good morning.
Corkscrew. And Alex and Nadia backwards. All right, here we go.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is enjoying an outdoor activities weekend again where they're hunting birds. However, Mr. Fish is scared of guns, so instead of shooting them, he's just going to try and throw stones at them instead. Who was that? Do you know what? I think it was Alex. So, yes, Donna. So, Donna, what's the answer?
Kill two birds with one stone.
Kill two birds with one stone?
You're a winner.
Hang on there, screamy girls. Alex, I'm sorry about that, but there's no chance of you winning against a load of girls who are going to be at Alton Towers at the same time I am. So, sorry about that. But give all my love to backwards Nadia.
All right. And
received it. Right? I don't know. I think he said, I'm an Egypt. I think so. Have a great weekend. Goodbye. Hey. There you go, lovely. Donna, you are the winner.
Yes!
Okay. Donna, who's the fittest single girl out of all your bus?
Gemma.
Gemma, right. How old's Gemma? 22. 22. Tell her I'll see her by the corkscrew about 5 o'clock.
Right, excellent.
No, all right, then. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, God bless you. So exciting there. And then, I don't know why. I shouldn't win anything. Right, that's it for another week, then. Back on Monday morning with Mr. Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
It's back on BBC One.
Hey, Alan, running and running and running. Wasn't that you the last 2 days?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Have they still got the black hole on towers?
No idea.
What a horrible conversation, Link.
Sorry, I just wanted to know. It's a good ride, Brian.
I wouldn't go in it because my cousin got stuck on the top of it once years ago.
Really?
I like the boats and all that kind of thing.
Pirate ship.
What?
The pirate ship.
I don't like that.
No,
I don't think I'm going to fall out.
No, you won't.
Air, nemesis, corkscrew, all that kind of thing. Oblivion, forget it, ain't happening. All that kind of thing. And my favourite ride at any of these theme parks is the bar. Mm. And what I like to do is I like to kind of sit on the end of it and just drink. It's brilliant. Right, so Gazza and Dee Smith on with Colin Needed today. This is going to be a strange foursome. Scott Mills is back with the final of Camp Man at 4 o'clock. And Namone is next. Good luck to Leeds. Have a great weekend. The Chris Morris Show on Radio 1.